This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. New Hampshire Republican Kelly Ayotte was among the first to vow to repeal what she calls the government's takeover of health care. And so far, Ayotte, who is running for U.S. Senate, seems to be in sync with voters in a state known for its fiscal conservatism. Ayotte is the former Attorney General of New Hampshire and already has been pegged by the national GOP as one of its up-and-coming stars. In our continuing series on the next generation of Republican leaders, NPR's Tovia Smith has this profile.
New Hampshire appoints its Attorney General, so this is the first time 42-year-old Kelly Ayotte has ever run for political office.
Nice to meet all of you tonight.
And she's still getting used to the cameras and microphones swirling around her.
It is quite a mic, isn't it? This doesn't happen everywhere. I don't want you to know that. This is unusual, so.
At a town Republican committee meeting in Hudson, New Hampshire, Ayotte schmoozes voters at the town's new library.
This is a beautiful facility, and this was a big donation then.
What Ayotte is used to now is making that seamless pivot to her talking points.
Well,
it's a volunteerism and personal responsibility, you know. We have, unfortunately, looking to the government to solve every challenge.
Ayotte is running on the promise to return the GOP to its core principles. Her stump speech is all about less government and lower taxes.
We have seen, unfortunately, Republicans spend too much money. And we, I think, need to acknowledge that there are times when, as Republicans, we lost our way on that issue as well.
Ayotte is an articulate and attractive mother of two who likes to present her politics as personal. She worries how the deficit will burden her own children, who are 2 and 5. When she talks about supporting the military, she refers to her husband, Joe, an Iraq War veteran. Her husband's also a small business owner, and Ayotte often talks about helping to start his landscape company, shoveling snow overnight before heading to her day job as AG. Ayotte says she decided she had to run for Senate last year when watching what she sees as the government's assault on small businesses and on middle-class families like hers.
We were yelling at our television, just frustrated that they don't get it in Washington. They think somehow the government's going to create the jobs. And I think it's a failure of leadership.
Ayotte is running against 3 other Republicans in the September primary, businessmen William Binney and Jim Bender, and former gubernatorial candidate Ovid LaMontagne. She started the race well known as a tough prosecutor, for example, seeking the death penalty against a cop killer. But politically, she's relatively unknown. She was appointed AG by both a Republican and a Democratic governor and was apolitical in office, leaving voters like Hudson Republican Party Chair Rick Levasseur with lots of questions about who Ayotte really is.
Would you liken yourself more like a John McCain moderate or a Sarah Palin?
Well, I have to tell you, I'm going to be, to take a line from Scott Brown, a Kelly Ayotte Republican.
The ambiguity has left Ayotte open to knocks from Republicans skeptical of her conservative bona fides and from Democrats who are already online with attack ads. For her part, Ayotte says she is pro-life and she opposes gay marriage in a state that's just made it legal. But she doesn't usually talk about it out on the stump. Republican State Representative Bob Hefner says it's a deliberate strategy in a state that has turned younger and more to the left in recent years.
I think the party's got to stay away from the social issues. I think the fiscal issues will attract independent voters, unless you start bringing in the social issues, and then you're going to lose them.
Another thing New Hampshire's fiercely independent voters may not like is the way Ayotte seems to be the establishment's chosen candidate. Ayotte was heavily recruited by party leaders in Washington and has benefited from big-name fundraisers in D.C. and New Hampshire.
So without further ado, Senator John McCain.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you all.
Earlier this month, Senator McCain flew in to rally for Ayotte, promoting her as the next generation of leadership for the Republican Party.
Kelly is going to make an outstanding, wonderful, effective United States Senator that I will be proud to serve with. Thank you very much.
Both Republicans and Democrats have tried to use Ayotte's big-name backing against her. She insists she is and will remain an outsider, one of many up-and-coming Republicans positioning themselves that way this year. Tovia Smith, NPR News.